Hello everyone, welcome back. So for Parashat Mishpatim, I want to present to you a very fascinating discussion, the Paiskim, regarding a pasuk that appears in this week's Parsha, in Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yotes, where the pasuk says, V'rapoy yirapay. And Chazal darshan from here, Mikan nitna reshus l'roifei l'rapoy, that from here we derive that a doctor has reshus, he has permission, he's sanctioned to go ahead and offer medical treatment to a person who is ill. And I'm therefore going to take this opportunity to share with you a very interesting question, the Paiskim, regarding refuah, and specifically the Isser to take refuah on Shabbos. Chazal tell us that there's an Isser for a person to take medicine on Shabbos. You're not allowed to receive medical treatment on Shabbos. And the reason for this gzeira is a gzeira otu shchika samonim, which means that at least in the times of Chazal, it was very common for a person to prepare the ingredients for his medicine on the day that he was receiving his treatment, and they used to make the concoction themselves, and that usually entailed violating the Isser of Teichen. You used to grind up the different ingredients and the different herbs to prepare the concoction, and therefore Chazal say that you're not allowed to take any refuah on Shabbos. We made an all-encompassing rule, lest a person come to prepare the ingredients himself by grinding on Shabbos, thus violating the melacha of teichen on Shabbos. So there's an isser of refuah on Shabbos. You're not allowed to take medicine or have any medical treatment offered to you on Shabbos. We should point out that there is a very important exception to the rule, and that is a person who is chayla she'ein bo sakana, who's nafal mishkov, which means that if a person is bedridden, he's sick enough that he has to go to bed, or even if he's not actually going to bed, but he's unwell enough that he feels that he really should be in bed. So he's nafal mishkav. The halacha is that that type of ache is so severe that we don't aser, we don't forbid the person from taking medicine in this particular situation, even though there's no sakana attached to his illness. Even though it's a chayla she'in bo sakana, he's not in a state of danger. Nevertheless, since he has a very severe migraine and he's bedridden, he's nafal mishkav, he has a dispensation, and there is no isser of refuah on Shabbos for this person. He's allowed to take medicine. They only included in this gzeira a person who has meichush ba'alma, which means that he has a minor ache, he has a pain, he has some type of pain that doesn't make him nafal mishkav, doesn't make him bedridden. So in that case, we asered refuah on Shabbos, lest he come to violate the isser of teichen on Shabbos. The question we're going to discuss is, what about a person who began the process of taking this medicine prior to Shabbos? So it's the type of medicine that warrants the taking of the medicine on consecutive days. You need a whole series of days in order to get the medical treatment offered to you by this medicine. The question is, if I already began the process of taking the medicine before Shabbos, can I continue and take the medicine on Shabbos? Is the Isser of Refuah in effect if the person is not starting the process on Shabbos, he already began before Shabbos? That's the question that is discussed by the Paiskim. And this question is actually the subject of a tremendous Machlekes HaPaiskim. Reb Shlomo Kluger offers his famous kula regarding the Isser Refuah on Shabbos, specifically about this question of starting the medicine before Shabbos. And says Reb Shlomo Kluger, the entire gzeira only was in effect if you're starting the medicine on Shabbos. But if you already started before Shabbos, there's no Isser to take medicine on Shabbos. And says Reb Shlomo Kluger, this is for a very simple reason. What's the whole concern? When you prepare the ingredients for the medicine, you're going to come to grind the different ingredients and violate the Isser of Teichen. Well, if I already started the process before Shabbos, then ostensibly, if I ground up the medicine, I already did this before Shabbos. I'm not going to grind it up now on Shabbos, because I already had to prepare the ingredients before Shabbos. And therefore, there's no concern that I'm going to grind on Shabbos, because I already had to do this before starting the process of this medicine, which already began prior to Shabbos. That's the svar of Shlomo Kluger. And the Paiskim had another svar, that the whole concern that Chazal had that you might come to grind is because you're nervous, you're in panic mode, you're not feeling well, so you might come to grind and prepare the ingredients on Shabbos. But if you already were suffering from this ailment prior to Shabbos, so you're not as panicked, you're not as nervous, you're more calm, and you're not going to come and make a mistake and go and grind on Shabbos. So the place can add this svara to his kula, but Shlomo Kluger's ikker kula is that since you already prepared the medicine before Shabbos, you didn't need to grind on Shabbos, you already did the process of grinding prior to Shabbos. He has a very simple raya to his shita. There's a Gemara in Maseches Eruvin Daf Kuf Beis, and the Gemara says that if a person has a retia, he has a wound, and on the wound he has a bandage. And the bandage has an ointment on it. So the halach is, and it's a gemara over there in Maseches Erevin, that if the retia, if the bandage together with the wound, with the ointment falls off the wound on Shabbos, you're not allowed to return the retia, you're not allowed to return the bandage to your wound on Shabbos. Because of the gzeira, you might come to violate the Isser of Marech. You might come to smear the cream, you might come to smear the ointment and violate the Isser of Marech. And that's why we don't allow you to return the bandage to your wound on Shabbos. Asks Taisus, what happened to the Isser of Refuah? Why is it only a concern? Shema Yer Marech, you might come to violate the Isser of smearing. What happened to the Isser of Refuah? Even if there's no concern of Marech, there's no ointment on the bandage, it still should be forbidden to return the bandage to your wound. Because of the Isser Refuah, it's providing you with medical treatment, it's helping you heal from your ailment, from your wound, it should be Asr al Refuah. Says Taisus, the answer is because you're not starting it right now. The Ritia was already on your wound prior to this point, it already was there from the beginning of Shabbos, so you're just continuing the process now, and therefore there's no Isser Refuah. And says Rav Shlomo Kloger, you see from this Taisus, my Yisayin, you see that the Isser Refuah is only if you're beginning the process. But if you're continuing the process, you're not beginning the process, and there's no Isser Refuah on Shabbos, you're allowed to take medicine, there's no concern of Teichen. And in fact, that halacha of the Ritia is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Chaf Ches in Aruch Chaim Sif Chafei, and this is the Makor of Shlomo Kloger. However, many other Paiskim deflect the source of Shlomo Kloger by pointing out a very simple distinction between the two cases. Say the Paiskim, perhaps really, even if I began taking the medicine before Shabbos, it's still going to be forbidden to take medicine on Shabbos. There's an Isser Refuah, and it's a Lay Plug. It's an all-encompassing universal rule without any exception. I, the Gemara and Erevin, about the Ritia, over there it's different, because over there, Taisus is saying that there's no Isser Refuah, not because you started the process already, but because the Ritia, the bandage, was on the wound at the beginning of Shabbos. On that very Shabbos, the wound was already being healed by this bandage, and now it fell off, so now the only concern of returning it is lest you come to do Mamareach by smearing the ointment. However, if you didn't have this Refuah taking effect on this Shabbos itself, it's just that you started on Friday, you started on Thursday, you don't have any source to say that it's mutter. That Taisus is specifically referring to a case where on that very Shabbos, the Ritia, the bandage was already on your wound. Over there, you have a source that it would be mutter to return it mitzad, the Isser Refuah. But to say that it's mutter meikara, if you already began on Thursday, you don't see from that Taisus. And therefore, the Paiskim disagree with this Shlomo Kloger. And most Paiskim seem to hold that even if you started the process before Shabbos, you started to take the medicine on Thursday or on Friday, it's still going to be forbidden to take Refuah on Shabbos. However, there are different opinions as to how far we could extend a Kula in this case. Rav Moshe, in Igros Moshe, in Chelek Gimel, Simen Nun Gimel, in Or Chaim, offers the following svar. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, let's say you have a medicine, and in order for a person to receive his medical treatment from this medicine, he has to take it for a duration of days, and it's going to be more than 7 days straight of taking this medicine in order for him to get healed. So over there, you have to automatically pass Shabbos if you're going to get the refuah. Over there, perhaps we could be mako, we could allow you to take the medicine on Shabbos, since the only way for you to get the medical treatment is by taking the medicine on Shabbos. Now, what would be the logic of this heter? So Rav Moshe says a tremendous chiddush. Says Rav Moshe, if you don't allow him to get the refuah, because you don't allow him to take the medicine, even though he needs to take the medicine on Shabbos in order for him to get the refuah, because it has to be taken for more than 7 days straight, he's going to suffer a very serious psychological pain. It's going to be difficult for him. And says Rav Moshe, perhaps if it's such severe psychological pain, that would render him a chile shenofal lemishkav. A chile she'im bli sakona shenofal lemishkav. It's like he's bedridden, and that type of tsar is severe enough that, as we mentioned before, there's no Isser of refuah. He's now out of the category of a meichush. It's not just a pain anymore, an ache. Now it's a real chile. So even though there's no sakana, but it's a chile she'im bli sakona shenofal lemishkav, and that psychological pain warrants a heter for him to take medicine on Shabbos. That's the sheet of Rav Moshe, that perhaps if the medicine warrants and necessitates you taking it for more than 7 days straight, perhaps you have a heter because the psychological pain will render him a chile she'im bo yisakana shenofel l'mishkav. The Chaznish is a different heter. The Chaznish is even more mekel. The Chaznish says, I'm not going to go as far as Rav Shlomo Kloger. And I'm not going to say that whenever you start before Shabbat, it's not automatically mutter. However, says the Chaznish, if you need several days in order to get the refuah. You need to take the medicine for several days straight in order to receive your medical treatment. Even if it's not a full week, even if it's not 8 days, it's not 7 days, let's say it's 3 days, or if it's 4 days. The fact that you need consecutive days in order to get the refuah perhaps itself renders your status to be a chayla she'im bo'i sakana she'nafal mishkav. Maybe it's like you're bedridden. It's severe enough that we consider you like a nafal mishkav, even though you're not physically nafal mishkav, because at the end of the day, it takes time for you to get the refuah. It's consecutive treatments. That itself perhaps makes you severe enough to be a chayla she'im bo'i sakana. That's the shita of Chaznish. Again, in many places, the minig was to be make like Reb Shlomo Kloger, and anytime you started before Shabbos, they automatically would be mater. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down Reb Shlomo Kloger, which indicates that the Mishnah Berurah is machmer. So it's a machlokes. There are different shitas in the Paiskim and different mesoris as to how to rule halacha lamaisa. But this is the machlokes. You have Ramosha, who seems to only be mekel if it's more than 7 days. The Chaznish says when it's a series of days, Reb Shlomo Kloger is mekel totally. That is the machlokes at Paiskim. Have yourself a wonderful day.